after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And it is a beautiful Monday, as usual. Man, it's cold as heck out here, man. This is about as good as it's going to get today. But, man, I am definitely glad to be in the building with y'all there, being blessed to see another day, and blessed to have another week of enjoying you guys' company. And, man, y'all know how we've been doing this for the past two Mondays. Something very special. We brought back something that we used to do so much throughout the year, and that was our Battle of the Sexes trivia games. And we did something special this year. We decided to do it for Black History. And so far, week one, the guys crushed the women on week one. Week two, it was a close match, but the guys still won. Now the Gary question is, will the ladies find a way to win it today? Today's game is worth two wins. So if the ladies win, they save themselves, and we will advance another round on next Monday. So although that won't be Black History Month, we'll still be doing. We'll give you have another chance, still live and survive, and still win the title. But of course, if the guys win, it will just be two extra wins for the guys. So we shall see who's going to turn it up. All right, let's see. We got one of my co-hosts with the most in the building right now. What's up, Taryn?
What's up?
Taryn, what are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do? I got some catching up to do.
Man, you already know. The ladies, I just can't wait for the ladies to go ahead and get on this thing, because I told y'all last time we was on here that the ladies was going to take over, so We're going to see.
And I go ahead and let everybody know kind of the questions, what the questions are today. The questions are music and actor base, and acting base. And why did I go up there, people? Because today, it's going to be a celebrity edition in which you got my boy, a major recording artist, B. Hemp, will be on for the guys team. And then the beautiful, talented actress, you know her from All That. And you know one of her most famous roles is Forever and Ever and Ever and Ever and Ever. Some of y'all know her as the voice of Penny Proud. Not Penny Proud, excuse me, La Cienega on The Proud Family. And so that is my girl, Alicia Reyes. She would be in the building. So, but to get real.
I don't know,
Terry. We got to see you. Y'all gonna wait for this day. The guy's gonna come tonight. Another win. I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna see. We gotta see. It's gonna be good.
We should see. But yes. Oh, but y'all know today is off on Monday. What do we talk about every Monday, everybody? The hotness. Some stuff ain't quite mess. Some stuff is good. But some stuff, of course, makes it to a hot mess list. All right, so we're going to start the good and work our way to the bad. First thing I wanted to say, man, big ups to the black actors that were out of the building in full effect yesterday. You know, I was hoping that Denzel Washington was going to win the Academy Award for Flight. But you know how things go. If y'all look at all the movies he's been nominated for, the one he finally got an Oscar for was his role in Training Day. And that's, and of course, I know that was one of our trivia questions. So yeah, there you go. Bam.
Bam.
All right, and then the youngest actress to ever be nominated for an award at the age of 9 years old. Shout out to her, man. And I'm gonna go look at the presentation because I want to make sure I say her name and I want to say it right. So, oh man, she definitely, it was definitely great to see that happening and whatnot. And
most definitely.
And she's just so reserved, and so she had character. And you see, she was sitting and she had character, but she just looked so reserved, like, hey, I got some sense. I'm like, you know, and that's good to look at because the kids acting right, but some of these adults, Lord. I don't know what to say about them. Now, of course, you know, you guys, you know, I'm going to move into some of the hot mess right to back. The theme of last night that was all messed up, was it me? Oh, the hair. I just, and it was mainly the problem with the guys. What the heck was going on? A lot of these, like the writers and directors, they were all coming up there, and the hair was looking like, oh my God, looking like the doctor from Back in the Future. It was just driving me nuts. Christopher Lowe. Man, I'm just like, man, what is going on? Like, the hair, it was like either they had this long gray hair and they had a crazy bald spot, or they had this long gray hair and one side was doing whatever and the other side was laid down. It was just too much going on. I was like, what's the hair last night? That was something I just couldn't wrap my finger around. Like, did we just like all just say, hey, this is kind of crazy? They all the directors, some of the directors like, just coming crazy hair or whatever.
I agree with you. It was crazy.
A lot of nice clothes were being worn yesterday.
Yeah, I
felt like the Oscars. Oscars make you, but put you in that mindset, hey, don't come here in like a fool. They put you in that mindset real quick. You said that for every other award show, but for here, this ain't the place. And everybody was dressed pretty nice. Now, y'all going to say I'm wrong for this, but Queen Latifah.
Oh, Lord.
And somebody can say, oh, what design that way? No, but I know design, and I know mess up. What was going on with Queen Latifah's dress? Like, the left side was just hanging off, like, what the heck? And then the other side was up and whatever. And it was just driving me nuts. And, you know, my mom and my sister were saying they think it was the bra she was wearing and whatnot. It was just, had it all crazy. But it's just weird because, you know, she pretty much looked the same size she's always looked. And Queen Latifah's always been killing dresses. So it just kind of confused me yesterday when I saw her yesterday. I'm like, okay, it's the first time I didn't look at you look at Queen T from the judge, you're like, woo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't like that yesterday. You looked at it yesterday, and you're like, okay, what's going on? So,
I mean, I don't know. I thought she was all right. I mean, it was a little awkward, but I still think she looked good.
Oh man, we had so many jokes. I'll never take it day to day, but we were going all day about some stuff, and that was hilarious. Hilarious thing, y'all had to be here. Exclusive behind the scenes, Betty J. Life. Okay, now, of course, one of the funniest moments, y'all know I was not going to take your time to not leave. You knew I wasn't going to leave it out. Y'all, would y'all like me to remind y'all what the screw up was? Jennifer Lawrence, poor Jennifer Lawrence. I waited. You know, because Meryl Streep combo's tripping. She came up. She was walking to the podium. But, oh, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence. That woman, I knew when she had that dress on earlier that was going to spell trouble, and it did. She was going up the stairs, and when she came up those stairs, y'all, she fell and hit that face. Came up the stairs. I was done. It took all of me not to laugh. I did laugh, though. I tried my hardest. Tried my hardest, y'all. I was trying to laugh. But, y'all, like I tell people, I'm the king. I laugh at everybody that falls. I'm just that mean. When I see you fall, I can't help it. And I'm going to laugh as loud as I can. It just happens.
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Just,
and then he said as loud as he can. Lord.
Oh, yeah. You know that to fall in front of me. People fall in front of me, it's a wrap. That's how me, my brother, and my sister are. We see you fall, we going to dwell on it. And especially if it was a memorable fall, we going to roast every day about it. So, I know YouTube and them got to be having some fun days. Because, you know, people be ready. They be ready for them falls. And they had them videos of people falling and stuff. Oh, she's making it to the list. She's making it to the list, everybody. In case you didn't know that. She's going to make it. So, don't worry. If you're worried she's going to make it to the list, she's going to make it. Don't worry.
Oh, Lord. Oh, gosh. That was messed up though, man. Females, I mean, I see a lot of females be going down at parties though too. Like, I don't know, it's always, it don't matter what event you go to, it's always a female falling. I feel like always.
Yeah, a lot of
whether they get caught or not.
Y'all usually don't fall. Y'all usually, in the words of Kevin Hart, y'all usually buckle. She didn't buckle. She fell.
Damn, she done ate the whole flow. What?
Ate that flow. And she went there, you can tell she was so red when she went there the whole time. She said, her ever give her to the piece and got to the stage.
Man. I would have felt so embarrassed too. I think I would have probably just got on. As soon as I would have fell, I would just act like I was doing some type of break dancing or something. Like, I would have tried to play that junk off the next way possible.
You took it there. I'm about to be missing because you took it there. You know.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to go to music, quick music break. We're going to go to Illinois featuring Natty Nevitz. This is Crazy for Love. And this is something that you break dance.
Oh,
you started. You started. I just took it there when you started.
Yeah. Illa, not the Nevic. Go ahead, Tanya, girl.
I cannot sleep here in my dreams. I stay awake and miss you all night long.
You got
ever prove to you that I'm the one you want.
Myself racing to save this relationship. Just for a touch. Yeah, we had it all, but it wasn't enough. I miss your smile. I hope you can stay for the past and the future and now.
You got me going crazy. You got me going crazy. All right, we back in the building. What's up, Terrell?
What's
Life
up?
That Does Live. That was Illinois featuring Natty Natix, Crazy for Love. And, oh, man, we got in just a few moments, we will be doing the Black History Trivia, Dial the Sex and Celebrity Edition. Boy B. Ham will be calling in, as well as my girl Lisa Reyes will be calling in as well, and they will be going head-to-head against each other. Y'all, this is about to get real. Oh, man. But I got some stuff I wanted to go ahead and share with you guys, too. There's so many different updates I got to keep you up with. One, you got to check out, if you haven't already, go to DustSpot.com and vote for your favorite model and photographer in the contest. You can go there, you can go to DustSpot.com, let you go from your computer so you can get the best of it and see it perfectly, and you will see a banner that says the football-themed model and photographer contest. Go there, click on that, it'll let you go vote for your favorite photographer and model that's in the contest. Bam, there you go. And that contest ends on Thursday. It's been very, very, very tight. It's a tight race, y'all. It's not going to be that easy. another big announcement, too, is, you know, we got some very, very big projects coming up as far as next month, and we're releasing our new theme song. So y'all be on the lookout. We'll be letting you know well within the week in advance, let you know, hey, we're going to do it up. So there you go. I think, there we go, Tara had dropped for a quick second. We'll bring it back in. All right, Tara, got you back.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, this time we got Tara. Here we got the other co-hosts with the most off, man. We are now the power of three again. Oh, man.
Yay!
What's up? What is up?
Keith,
I was about to start. I was about to send an Amber Alert out for you, Keith. I was getting nervous.
No, don't do me like that. You know I'm going to be gone, though.
She's out of my life. She's out of my life.
Stop playing too good, man. What's going on?
That is getting worse, man.
What?
You got to get this up. We know you done a million things since you last were in the show. You got to catch everybody up.
what have you been doing since you were last chilling with us on the show?
Well, you know, I'm working on getting published in 3 magazines right now, and then I have work at my other job, so that's been taking a toll over my life. Graduation is coming up, so I'm kind of like in the midst of all of that. But other than that, you know, I was going to come back around, just had to get my life in order because it was all out of order, so out of order. But now I have everything. Everything is smooth sailing now. I'm just trying to get these photos together, get this portfolio together. To present it to an agency. You know, 2013 is my year, so I gotta go hard.
Oh,
yes.
That's the only way to do it.
You ain't been seeing her pictures, Betty? She been killing it.
She had that paperwork. That paperwork
yeah,
everybody
she been
face
working.
Like, damn.
I'm like, who has this gorgeous chocolate Reese's Beauty?
you know what I like about two piece because of his name? You'll be yet another model that can, you know, just has a degree and people, you know, they say what they want to say. And they, models ain't dumb. People have had this false sense of thought process that models who are successful, you know, a lot of them are just dumb rocks or whatever. Now the ones that are successful, they're the ones that got a whole lot going on in this. They got a lot intellectually in their lives going on, so... People can hate all they want, but at the end of the day,
I try.
It just took more and more. I mean, I saw a mom and said she was for phlebotomist and threw me the heck out. I was like, you're a phlebotomist.
Oh, wow.
Yes, one
that's
who deals with blood mainly. So, yes.
I mean, I try. I really do. I try because at the end of the day, like I tell anybody with modeling, it's kind of short-lived. You got to get in and get what you can get and then venture on to something else. And I always want my degree to fall back on. So that's why I try to do both of them at the same time, which is working out for me. So I can't complain.
Right. And you're still making it happen while you're modeling. See, that's what I like. You still making some moves happen while you're modeling. That's the thing people think that, hey, you just got to all
it's
shut
so
down. You
hard,
just got to know how to juggle
it
all.
It is hard. I wouldn't tell nobody that it's easy being a mom and then, you know, trying to go to work, trying to go to school, trying to model, trying to do this. You got people emailing and calling you all day, people booking you all day. It's stressful. It's stressful, but I'm learning to make it.
They want to
shoot on the same day. It's just crazy.
Like I wake up in the middle of the night to emails and phone calls and all that stuff. It's like, okay, I guess I got to let me go ahead. Because, you know, you don't look at some people's schedules, you want to make sure you don't miss them. And so you be like, let me get to them while I can. Because if I don't, I'm going to miss them.
Right. And then this one guy, I mean, he, you know, he got a magazine or whatever coming out. He's down in Miami. And he was like, well, I need you here on the 8th. I'm like, hold up, wait, somebody else need me on the 8th. So it's like, oh, my God, do I want to pass up this opportunity? Or do it, you have to weigh your options. And it gets frustrating as a model. I wouldn't even tell the word a lie. People think that it's easy for me and that it's just handed to me when it's not. I don't get in front of the camera and make it look sweet. That's a hard word.
Let's see, we're trying to have a concept to it. It takes a thought. It actually takes. They need to just go in front of the camera, and then that's it. That's the beginning of the people. I don't know where
right.
you get this. It's false sense of thought process, but it's more than just standing in front of the camera.
Standing in front of the camera, taking pictures. I'm trying to tell people. Like, they look at it like, oh, what you do is so easy. And I'm like, not at all. Like, not at
Shoot.
All. Like, I mean, we're still humans. You tend to be self-conscious. I mean, anything. I just did a shoot just a few days ago, Sunday, actually, and I was so self-conscious, and people were like, why are you self-conscious? I'm like, I'm human. You feel me?
You was
doing
it.
Girl, I was self-conscious. I was sick. I didn't know what I was doing up in the thing. I was kept trying to be goofy. My photographer was laughing. So I'm like, you bashful? I'm like, man, if you only knew, I ain't turned up right now. I'm like, tune in.
Yeah,
to
I saw you put that post out there. You're like, I'm so self-conscious. I mean, that's how I know how you feel, like, heck, I tell people all the time, though, because everybody, I mean, people, some artists come to me and they go, oh, I'm so nervous to call in because I'm so sure of this, so nervous. And they don't realize that a lot of times, even, no matter if it's a celebrity or not, I get nervous when I get ready to do, for I do every show almost.
because you want to be at your best at all times, especially a perfectionist. You really get nervous. It's 10 times worse.
Yeah, man, it was bad. You just have nerves, you know. I got bad nerves, and that's what I tell people. I'm like, I mean, modeling it comes easy, but I mean, I am a shy person at times. So it's like, you know, I'm not an author. I'm telling y'all, I have to zone out to the camera. Like, I'd be having to zone out and like literally picture Taryn Lamont, not Taryn. You know what I'm saying? But I do be like kind of to myself. Like, I'm just like, ooh, and then I had to wake up at 8 a.m. Got to that freaking shoot. I'm like, Lord, I just was not feeling it. I'm just like, I just kept taking pictures of myself, and I'm just like, forget it. I'm just going to post them on the internet.
Oh, now, I got to ask you this, Keith, because I already know you have seen it. Did you see the fall, the infamous fall in the Oscars yesterday?
The fall? Who fell?
Oh, you ain't seeing that. Woo-wee. You
who
probably
fell?
Gonna find it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure. I mean, people have already got it. But no, Jennifer Lawrence, she happened to fall on the way up the stairs.
Oh, wow. You think it's on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You already. YouTube, people on YouTube are always ready for somebody to screw up, especially when it's a fall. I knew when I saw that happen, I said, give it 30 minutes. 30 minutes and we'll be on YouTube. Because they be ready for that. People be ready. They watching you every day, and you don't fall. Oh, they going to get you. They going to get you for falling. Lord, this is like Alicia Keys song. I keep on falling.
Oh, they put you on WorldStar. They don't mind doing that.
Like, oh, no, I mean, and she had this big dress on, and she just kind of, you know, like, she was going up the stairs, and she went, bloop, she face planted.
Oh, hell no, I got to look at that. I like stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
I gotta look at that.
It gets real. It gets very real. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break and be back. This is Kilo Thomas' Sweat, and then we'll be back on Life at Dusk Live. When we come back, it will be the trivia game. Will be major recording artist B. Him versus the illustrious actress Lisa Reyes. All right, we'll be right back. Here on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J, Taryn Lamont, and Keista Diva.
Sweat.
Thomas, you know, if you don't know who Cleo Thomas is, you need to just go find a go find a piece of sand and eat it.
Y'all know I'm gonna say something mean in it. I'm not gonna be that mean today. Would it be? I'm gonna play nice. I'm gonna play nice. Okay, so
I think I got a thing for Cleo Thomas.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
He's
the diva that she's coming for Cleo.
She's coming for you, Cleo.
I know you heard his song. He talking about Freaky Cleo's back, girl. You better ooh.
Oh,
so tell me how you
all I'm not going to do it with y'all today. I'm not. I refuse to do it. Okay.
I'm not going to play with y'all today. Not today.
Okay, so this next segment that y'all been waiting for. Y'all want to, because everyone wants to know, are the ladies going to take the win today? Taryn and Keith, are y'all going to take the win today? Because
we are.
The girls been showing up.
I don't know. I haven't even been keeping up. I don't know who's winning.
The guys are winning, been winning for the past 2 weeks, and the ladies, you know, the first week they got beat pretty bad, and then this week, I mean, then the week after that, it was a close match, but the guys still won. So,
well,
we'll see what happens today. All right, so that being said, I'm about to go ahead and go to the phone lines because we got two special people in the building. We got one for the guys' team, one for the ladies' team. I'm going to give them their very, very must-do intros before they come in. Okay, so first, I like to do ladies first. I love the ladies. We're going to go to, she's been in the show before, and she's definitely a very, very good friend. I can definitely say friend in the industry. Every Friday, she's always got me on her Follow Friday thing. It's so much love. You know her from Nickelodeon's All Day. If you don't know her forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You also know her from playing La Cienega on the Proud Family. Some of y'all know her from One World, and she got so many other projects. She even got a new single coming out. I'm going to let her tell you about that. My girl, Alisa Reyes.
Oh, that was such a beautiful introduction. Hello. Hola, everybody. How everybody doing?
How you doing?
I'm good,
I'm
Mama.
Fine.
We about to break it down tonight. It's on.
Hey,
I have no idea what I got myself involved. But
uh-oh.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
She said she's ready to bring it on. Okay, she said she's ready to bring it on.
Here
okay.
We go.
We're about to bring in your victor. We're going to see if he's going to be able to bring, he's going to be able to win for the guys today. We're going to see. Now, this dude has been holding down. Some of y'all know him from Mr. Ricky Bobby Stock, Pose of the Frame. And we all do the same thing. Some of y'all know him from, I think if it wasn't for his song, I think the Mavericks wouldn't have not won the championship that year. I'm going to go ahead and give him the credit for that one. And he's got a new song, Go to Work This Out. Definitely one of the, I love playing in the club. It's, I go bananas when I play it. It's my boy, major recording artist, B. Hemp. What's up?
Hey, what's up with you? Everybody good? Y'all good?
Hey,
what's up?
Turn up.
Hey. Oh, man.
It's a party.
I'm just, you know, at the end of the day, I just want everybody to still be, I want to go ahead and get put it out there. Everybody's still going to be friends at the end of the day, but
yes.
While the match is going on,
we
gonna
play
it's not
fair.
Gonna be any nice stuff going
no
on.
No below the belt, guys. No below the belt.
Yep.
We're not going to be nice today. We're going to, you know, we're going to be bitter enemies for the next
Oh, really? That's
minutes.
Cool. Us ladies like to keep our enemies a little bit closer, so it's all good.
So yes,
right.
No, so when you ladies, when y'all lose, I just want y'all to know, you know, I have my shoulder here if y'all cry or y'all lose.
Oh, that's cute how you're trying to manifest you winning. That's cute.
He's trying to protect himself. That's all.
All right, God is the verdict. What shall be, bring it on. Trying
okay,
to get me
so
all amped over here.
How the trivia game is gonna go on? There's five questions.
Okay,
and
I got to focus.
Four choices. Of course, three of the answers are not it.
Okay.
I'm going to start the ladies first. So Lisa, you're going to go first.
Okay.
And
okay.
How it goes is, let's say I'm going to a question. If you get it wrong,
do I need to get like a pen and paper? Like focus.
Are you serious? This is SAT style. You just gotta think quick. It's going. I'm gonna give you pretty much names and all that. Y'all need all that. All you need to do is use your noodles. Use your noodles.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So you get it. So I'm gonna go to you. How's it gonna work? I go to you. I ask you the question. You get it right. We go to the next question. You get to go again.
Okay.
If you get the question wrong, it defers to the guys, and then B, him gets a chance to answer the question. He gets it right, he gets to go to the next one. Neither one of you get it right, you skip that question, go to the next question, and then
we'll
go back.
I'll learn as I go along. I trust you. You trust him,
right,
girl? I'm ready.
And the two ladies, Terry and Keith, got the question too, so they know I'm not cheating.
True.
Okay,
that's
so
true.
Here we go. We're going to go. Our first question is, and I'm also see our minds to be ready. Two of the questions are about acting, and two of the questions are about music, and then one of them is just an academic question. So, there you go.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's like, are you smarter than a first grader?
Who is the first black actor in a leading role? Make sure you listen to that part carefully. Who is the first black actor in a leading role to win an Oscar? Is it A, Lou Gossett Jr., B, Sidney Poitier, C, Denzel Washington, or D, Morgan Freeman?
I would say Sidney Poitier.
Is she right, judges?
Yeah.
It was Sidney Poitier, and let y'all know the exact year of movie, 1963, for Lilies of the Field was it. Lou Gossett Jr. did not win an Oscar for actor in a leading role. He won for a supporting role. Denzel Washington, of course, won for Training Day, we did last week, and Morgan Freeman, he also won one for leading role as well.
That was a good one.
Number two, okay, who was the first black person to win an Oscar for Best Original Score? Was it A, Quincy Jones, B, Isaac Hayes, C, Prince, or D, Duke Ellington?
For a score? They're a score for a film?
Yes, Original Score. Who is the first black person to win an Oscar for Best Original Score? Is it Quincy Jones, Isaac Hayes, Prince, or Duke Ellington?
Quincy Jones.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
That's okay.
Get to go.
My bad.
Quincy Jones is wrong. That leaves you with Isaac Hayes, Prince, and Duke Ellington.
I have to pick from one of those two?
No, not be him gets to go because you got it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, you said who?
Isaac Hayes, Prince, or Duke Ellington?
I'm going to have to go with Duke Ellington. No, Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes.
I didn't surprise. Okay, Prince was the first one.
I knew it was
Prince.
Oh,
1984 for Purple Rain.
That was a good movie. That
was nominated for The Wiz. Isaac Hayes was nominated for Shaft. And then Duke Ellington, forget the top of my head, but he was also nominated.
The Wiz should have won.
Purple Rain, though.
I like me some Purple Rain, but still.
I thought you were going to put that in the same category.
I'm
like, what? Because you see all these other people around it. Hey, Prince is still good, too, but you're like,
but that's not even in the same. It's like musical theater.
I can't believe it. Okay, so we're going to go back.
Okay. Now
we're going to see this.
Now, this, I'm going to give you a sense. You didn't get, neither one of y'all get the chance, the question right. I'm going to give you a chance. Oh, no, this next question, you get the choice if you want to defer or answer the question, Alisa. So,
if I want to answer or not answer.
Yes. So, if you want to defer it and have him answer it first, then
okay.
Yes, we'll have him answer it first.
All
okay.
Right.
This one is, in what state was the first HBCU opened? Was it
was
A,
the first
Georgia,
what?
HBCU, Historical Black College or University, opened? Was it Georgia, New York, Ohio, or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
No, it's not North Carolina. It's not North Carolina. All right, Camp, it goes to you.
At least I answered it.
HBCU opened. Was it Georgia, New York, or Ohio?
Georgia.
And what was your answer choice?
Georgia.
No, it was Ohio.
Go to work.
back it up.
Hey, go back it up.
I'm glad he goes to work. But to know that
we're
working.
Back, man. We're back. A life that does live. I love something like that because I like it when you're showing love to everybody. It's not singling nobody out. I'm loving it.
Yes.
Some people are like, oh, I want to go skinny. You know, he's like, hey, you'll get everybody crunk. I love it.
Yes.
Most
it was a fun song. I enjoyed it very much.
Yes,
I was over here
jigging in my seat over here.
I was doing my chicken
bird
dance. I go to work.
You better check that chicken bird.
I'm not trying to put my dad on blast, but my dad is Dominican, so he does this dance. I call it like La Pollo, and he starts like looking like a little chicken.
Hey.
Nah, I got love for my Dominicans. Just my dad.
Man.
He does this chicken dance. It's just.
I got this picture in my head now. See, now you know what? No, don't you think she should put that on YouTube now? She got to do it, right?
No, that's not going to happen whatsoever.
Yeah, she should do it.
All you have is that, what you can envision. Use your brain. It's a wonderful thing. Imagination is good.
Yeah,
and I'm going
to
get us another point. Like, so what's the deal? Where are we at the game? I'm on. You answer some questions or it's still my turn? What's up?
We have two more questions to go. Right now, the ladies have 1 point. The guys have zero. But we got two questions, and you never know what might happen in these last two questions. The last one, of course, is semi-hard. It ain't too hard, but semi-hard.
What's the category?
All right,
it's like Jeopardy.
Two ones are actually, number four is going to be for music, and number five is technically for music and acting because it's a musical. So here we go. All right,
okay.
So I guess that means we go. We're going back to you again then, Lisa.
You
can remember, you do have the choice.
Okay.
If you want to defer or answer the question.
All right.
Who was the first black actress, black artist, to win a Grammy? Was it Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, James Brown, or Michael Jackson?
Ella Fitzgerald.
You know, it's a trick question, but no, that's not it. Not Ella Fitzgerald. And I'll explain the answer later. Okay, so that leaves you with Count Basie, James Brown, or Michael Jackson.
Wait a minute. Repeat that question. That is such a confusing. I'm confused. Y'all confused a little bit?
Black artist to win a Grammy.
Who was the first black artist to win a Grammy? Okay.
Yes. Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, James Brown, or Michael Jackson. Ella Fitzgerald, you said Ella Fitzgerald, and that was not right. So that leaves Hemp with Count Basie, James Brown, or Michael Jackson.
I'm going to go with Count Basie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the
trick
is. Okay. Here's what the trick is. Both of them won in the same year. Count Basie won earlier in the night. So technically you were right, but you were wrong. But who won it first?
Oh, whatever. They won the same. Okay.
Now I'm about to get real with the guys. I'm going to get y'all.
All right. I'm going to talk with my accent tonight.
This one, I'm going to give y'all time to think about this one. Each get to think very long and hard this question because you got to make sure you get it completely right. Okay. And this one, I got to bring my thinking music out on this one because it's going to be tough. Okay, so on this one, and you got to match the actor or actress name with the character. Okay, so in The Wiz, on the four main characters, Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. In The Wiz,
match the actors with their characters. You got Diana Ross, Nipsey Russell, Ted Ross, and Michael Jackson. All right, so I'm going to go to the thinking. Y'all think long and hard, and then the thinking music is over, you have to answer. So I'm going to go to Lisa. Person connection. We're going to beat him because beat him.
This is
right,
not
so
fair, dude.
Him, you go first. All right, okay. I'm thinking long and hard.
You're going to have to repeat the person's name.
I will.
We got Michael Jackson. We got Diana Ross, right? Who's the other two?
We got Ted Ross.
Ted Ross.
Nipsey
Don't
Russell.
Know who that is. Forgot. Went blank on him. And who else?
And Nipsey Russell.
Mr. Russell?
Okay. Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey,
I'm
that's
ready,
a girl?
Nipsey. I'm ready, because this is my favorite movie.
Okay.
And
what is it?
That's my favorite movie. Okay. Like, I watch.
Wait, hold on. So let's see, because do you want to go first, or do you want to go first?
I'm going to go first, because I'm going to go ahead and get
go ahead, since right. You're so confident.
Okay.
You. Blessed
okay,
you.
So,
go ahead. All right,
so okay. Master actor / actress okay. With their role.
Okay, Diana Ross, Dorothy, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, Scarecrow, Nipsey Russell, Tin Man, Ted Ross, The Lion, Richard Pryor, The Wiz, for a bonus.
Oh, he said, hold on.
Well, I like The Wizard of Oz. And I like The Wiz, too. And I like Wicked. What you think about that?
I'm trying to make you choose. But I can't choose. They both have their own things I love about them.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I love, you love musicals, you love both sides.
He has Wiz posters on his wall.
Like, somewhere over the
wow.
And like it, and the Wiz when they was in the train, you know what I'm saying, and the wall started moving.
Oh yeah, that,
the, you know what I'm saying?
I used to be so scared of that when I was little, man. That's
you guys want a
out
moment to be alone for a minute?
If I'm not mistaken, make sure we add up the points.
Okay, evidently one of the points.
All right, and we're going to go back to the questions. We're going to go back to the questions so we can go ahead and verify who won. All right, so question one was, who was the first black actor in the leading role to win an Oscar?
Oh.
And Lisa said Sidney Poitier. That was correct. Number two was, who was the first black person to win?
They
got to
make people relive stuff.
Original score. Neither one of you got it right, and it was Prince. Question three was, in what state was the first HBCU opened? Neither one of you got that right. It was Ohio. Question four, who was the first black artist to win a Grammy? You, of course, said Ella Fitzgerald. Elf said Count Basie, which was right. And then, of course,
Boo-hoo.
Number five, which is... match the actors and actress with the characters they play. New is Diana Ross, of course, is Dorothy. You got Michael Jackson, who's the Scarecrow.
I want a rematch.
You want to do that?
Because, I majored in musical theater. I went to the Old Faith School in New York. You give me some chorus line, all right? Some grease and all that funny stuff. And it's awesome.
I'm going to question right now.
You just
caught
my one show.
I want fair square. I want fair square, even with a bonus.
You say you want fair square.
Even with a bonus.
You be adding bonuses. Battle of no bonus round included.
I even hit the bonus. You know what I'm saying?
It's like you brought your own stickers and snuck them on like they gold stickers.
I gave you scenes from the movie.
Nobody
asked me
scenes. I can quote every song and every line from start to finish. It's like watching The Wiz in a 1-minute show. So,
all right.
So, oh, man.
What about my girl? My girl don't answer no Like, what's up?
She lost.
Oh,
y'all know.
What happened? Did you get any points?
No.
Did you get 1 point?
She got one. Yeah.
Yeah,
so ladies, that one for the guys had 2 points. And, oh, my God, y'all, I had so much fun with y'all, man. So much fun.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. Definitely, I want everyone to check out my song right now. Yeah, I got a song right now up on CD Baby. And right now it's a song called Change featuring Donnell. They call him Architect. That's my boy from the East Coast, from New York City. And it's a positive song. It's about basically, you know, the evolvement of what's going on right now with our world, with our generation, and how to make it a positive thing. And what I like about our song is there's no profanity. There's no, you know, vulgarness to it. It's just a positive message done with love. My producer, Claudio Calino, is in Italy, and he is the producer of the track. So we got all diversity. So definitely check it out. I got a link on my website, alisareyes.com, or hit me up on Twitter at Alisa, that's A-L-I-S-A, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, and hit up the song for sure.
Nice.
Damn.
Y'all check that out.
Thank you, my love. And I love you, Steady. And, guys, it's a pleasure. If you do a rematch, hit me up. It's on. I'm going to get my Wiz trivia updated in my database.
Come on, y'all.
Nah, I'm teasing. But I love to come by and stop by again. Thank you for showing so much love, Steady. You know I love you.
Thank you, Lisa. We love you.
All right, God bless. Have fun. Bye, guys. Bye. Forever.
All right, so D, man. Go ahead and tell everybody what you got going on, man. Because, I mean, This man's doing a whole lot right now.
All right, first off, I want to say thank y'all for having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually recording, since you brought up the Mavericks song, they hit me up to record another song for them. They want me to do a Go to Work version. So I'm actually doing that right now for them. And just finished the video for Go to Work. So y'all be seeing that here soon on MTV and BET. Working on a new mixtape, so you know, just really out here doing my thing, trying to keep my name hot, you know. Just out here trying to get it.
Okay.
And you're on the content right now on Once in the Park with Yeldo, with DeRozan.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you doing it.
Yeah.
I'm trying. You know, but it's still a lot of work to it, so. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at BHemp. You know, follow me on Instagram, B_Hemp. I'm always putting crazy pics up. So, you know, just check me out.
Okay.
I'll be going to work on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.
It's a good workout song. I love watching when you cut it on, it's like, hey, y'all know, everybody know me. I'm the tall guy. I like to jig, so I like to
I get so many people a day that tweet me like, man, I didn't want to go to work until I heard your song, and I actually went to work. Now I'm listening to it all day. I have people tell me, you know, I work out to it, you know, and it gets me motivated. I get people that say, man, I got to hear this before I go in the club so I can go in there and turn up. So I'm just like, hey, I'm glad I got this motivational song for everybody.
Yeah, most definitely.
You are the winner, man. You got to give your victory shout-outs, man. You got some people want to shout-out, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to y'all for having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to y'all for giving me questions that made me win.
Because, oh, Lord. I ain't with it.
So, shout out to everybody that helped me with this victory. So, thank y'all.
Definitely a pleasure having you, man. It's always great to see people in my area, you know, doing big things and whatnot.
Thank you, man. I owe it to the people. If it wasn't for the people, I wouldn't be who I am and I wouldn't be where I'm at. So, I thank everybody for supporting me, hating, whatever it is. If it's support, it's hate, either way it goes. My name is in your mouth. Thank you. It's the people. I wouldn't be me if I wasn't for the people. So shout out to everybody that supports.
Most definitely,
like
man. I appreciate you for coming through. I'm going to let you go ahead and get
Because, man, maybe that song, man, has to help the Mavericks get another championship, man. I mean,
the last time, man, it's all happened when we made the last song. I'm just saying. The same thing happened. It was like the last time afterwards, they hit me right after All-Star and was like, hey, give us a Mavericks song. So I did the Turn It Up, and then they ended up winning the championship. And now they're like, hey, give us the Go to Work song. And they actually going, they said they're going to use it for the Mavericks, and they want me to do one for the Stars as well. So, like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully we get two championships out of it.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Need maybe for the Cowboys.
I know. I was gonna do it because I heard they was looking for one, but then they said Kelly Clarkson did it, so I was like, I ain't up competing with her, so I just kind of fell back. But I might get them one going for this year.
Yeah, hopefully, man, we got to get championships number six, man. We got to.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you coming through, everybody. I'll remind you all that if you miss any part of the show, y'all can always check it out. Me in different ways. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CityJ and go there. You'll see the shows. You'll actually see today's show, which is Battle of the Sexes, Black History Trivia, Round 3. And you can listen to the show from there. You can even go to iTunes, type Life of the Dust Live. It lets you download your show for free. Because while you're on there, you'll be downloading, go to work. So there you go. You're going to be in the same place at the same time. Got any while you listen to the show, go ahead and download, go to work. That's simple. And there you go.
Straight like that.
Straight like that. Taryn, let me find you, Taryn Lamont.
All right. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Taryn_Lamont. Twitter, Taryn Lamont. Same thing as Facebook. Other than that, Google. Just type in my name. Y'all see everything.
All right. We rolling on now. Shout out to my boy, Easy Rider. Shout out to my girl, Junie. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. Marie, this is a live archive, wherever this is doing. I appreciate you. Without y'all, there would be no show, man. And we almost at 500,000 listeners.
Ooh!
Y'all. We are.
Hold on. You got
40,000 away. I kid you not. 40,000 away, y'all. 40,000 away.
500,000, baby. Who ain't working? I'm trying to get cocky
and see if I can hit it before March comes. We're going to see if you can hit it.
We better not. I'm going to be talking so much cash.
I'm going to take lots of victory shots to it. So shout out to that. All right, y'all. We're rolling on now. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a Taryn Lamont.
Taryn Lamonsky.
Oh, well, there's a Hemp. Oh, well, there's a Lisa Reyes. Oh, well, there's a Keith. Oh, well, there's a you. There is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. We rolling out. See y'all on Wednesday.
We out.
Deuces.